This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 440 for Friday, June 17th. ICE canola futures are weaker on Friday as spillover from sharp declines in global crude oil prices pulled down North American oil seeds. The July canola contract gives up $25.70 at $1,047.80 per ton. New crop November drops $22.80 at $1,000.30 per ton. There are significant losses in Chicago soy oil with soybeans lower, but soy meal is on the rise. European rapeseed is mostly lower and Malaysian palm oil is down. Seasonal pressure is also weighing on canola as spring planting has pretty much wrapped up. Saskatchewan says seeding reached 98% complete this week. Alberta releases its crop report later this afternoon. However, until more crop development occurs, there's a measure of uncertainty in the canola market, coupled with ongoing tight supplies. The Canadian Grain Commission reports for the week ending June 12th, producer deliveries of canola increased 18% at nearly 192,000 tons. Exports more than doubled to 65,500 tons, and domestic usage is up more than 47% at over 222,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is weaker due to falling crude oil prices plus a surge in the United States dollar. The loonie drops to 76.75 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 77.35. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports two private sales of corn. One is for nearly 106,000 tons of old crop to unknown destinations. The other is for about 145,000 tons of new crop to Costa Rica. Harvest pressure in the U.S. and Europe is forcing wheat prices lower. Rounding off those prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday. The July contract loses 7.5 cents at $17.02 per bushel. July soy oil gives up 2.55 cents at 73.79 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal gains $8.40 at $4.38.10 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Friday as the July contract loses 4 cents at $7.84.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady to higher, with the July contract rising 6 cents at $6.64.5. The U.S. wheat complex is falling hard as Chicago July tumbles 44 cents at $10.34. Kansas City July gives up 43.5 cents at $11.05. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July loses 37 cents at $11.72. A reminder that the U.S. markets will be closed on Monday for the Juneteenth holiday. Trading resumes that evening. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, June 17th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.